Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode number 413 of the show. Thank you for being a listener. If you're trying to win my Waterford Crystal, you still have time. I know some people are behind on the they're not team current. They're not hashtag team current, but as I sit and record, today is March 15th. We will let the contest go through the end of March, and I will announce the winner on our April 5th show. So you got time. If you want to win beautiful, very expensive, very high-end, new with tags, in the box, never used, Waterford Crystal engraved to me and one other person, all you got to do is submit a review of this show. You go, you give 5 stars. Don't be one of these 3-star pussies. Be a 5-star man. Go make a review of this show. Write a review. It can say anything. There's one on there that's clearly my buddy Paul that says Brian, B-R-E-Y-A-N, or something like that, is 57 years old. That's the whole review. Brian is 57 years old. That's a funny review. That would be definitely a contender in this contest. But it would help if he did that on 5 or 6 platforms. That would win him this contest. Just doing that same review on iTunes and Google Play and the fucking Windows Store and Spotify. I don't know if we're able to be reviewed on Spotify, but somebody give it a shot. That could win it. Be the first review on Spotify. That might win you the thing. I don't know. We'll have to judge. You will win my Waterford Crystal. Apparently, it came out on the stereo after show that I've been doing with Dola on Friday nights. It came out that somebody an acquaintance of mine, a friend, I'll call her a friend, has come up with a plan that she wants the Waterford Crystal. She shares a first name with the person who's not me on the crystal. It just starts with a different letter. So she's going to engrave her own initial onto that other person's name. And then it's going to be like she's got a set of crystal for she and I. She supposedly has made an Instagram account already to score this Waterford Crystal. This is no bullshit. I have yet to see evidence of this. There's a lot of talking going on. A lot of people talking out there. Dolomite D, he's entered into the contest. He said he's going to drink Micheladas out of that Waterford Crystal every weekend. I'm open to it. I want you guys to win my crystal, but you got to wow me, and you got the rest of the month of March to do it. So if you get your entries in by the rest of March, I'll announce the winner on April 5th. So if you're a little behind, and you look at the calendar right now and it's still March, go do some reviewing. Don't be a puss. We could use some new blood. So if you want to reach out, I know we have a lot of new listeners. Don't be afraid to be known to us. And by becoming known to us is you just got to send me an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Let us know what you think about anything that you're hearing on this show. Additionally, you can call us. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. A lot of people probably don't know this, but you're probably hearing my voice on a lot of commercials on this show. Now, if you're a Red Circle subscriber, you're not hearing those commercials because you're paying $5 a month or $50 a year, and you're getting the show plus all the bonus content with no commercials. If you are not a Red Circle subscriber, you're hearing my voice doing commercials. If you hear me doing commercials, also, new one coming up. We got sent some product. I'll talk about that in a second. A lot of housekeeping to do. if you are hearing my voice doing commercials and you don't want to, go to Red Circle, go to click the link in the show notes right now and subscribe to our subscriber exclusive content, bonus content, which is only available via that link. You can also go to theballerlifestyle.com, click the link at the top of the page. That's how you don't have to hear commercials. But if you are hearing those commercials and there's like promo codes or something, like go buy the thing. That's another way you can support the show. We got one. Ed and I have been sent some protein powder from a supplement company called M Drive. We're going to be doing commercials for them soon. I'm getting back to working out because my knee's fucked up. I did an Insta story this week talking about my knee, and it's come to my attention that my knee hurts from either overuse or underuse. I'm hedging towards the latter. So I'm getting back in the gym with M Drive. I'm going to get back to my squatting and my deadlifting routine, and I'm going to get my legs jacked again because this knee pain is bullshit. Also, we're coming towards the end of the Bachelor season. It's over, and Jason Stewart and I, fans of the show know Jason Stewart, will be discussing later this week, or whenever you're listening to this, it'll be up, what happened this season on The Bachelor, which is crazy. It's just been one of the craziest seasons of all time on The Bachelor. So, and look, I would never suggest you watch The Bachelor, but you should definitely hear me talk about the guy that won or that is The Bachelor this year, because he's a real dolt, like one of the dumbest dumbs that's ever existed. So check out our other show, The Bachelor Lifestyle. Just search that wherever you get your podcast. It's available. Spotify, iTunes, whatever. I am joined now. I got it. It's all out of the way. I know. Hey, look, it took me 6 minutes. Whatever. There's a lot to say. You better not have fast forwarded through that. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. I was making my tea tonight.
Oh, yes. Your pre-show tea.
Michelle was. Oh, yeah. Yes. This is my Earl Grey.
Yes.
And she was watching The Bachelor, or yeah, like it's like the show where they're chatting about The Bachelor.
After the final rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hear Jesse Palmer saying, oh boy, he didn't say he loved one, not two, but three girls. Yeah. And I said to Michelle, I said, so this guy doesn't understand what love is?
No, of course he doesn't.
Like, she's like, that's it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's not in love. He's in lust.
He's in lust. He told him all he loved him so he could hit skins. And then the one chick was like, we won't get too into The Bachelor, but he told him all he loved him so he could hit skins. And then the third chick in the 3 days in a row of banging that The Bachelor was intending to do was like, hey, did you have sex with either one of those chicks? And he's like, yeah, both, but I love you. And she's like, oh, well, I'm not interested in you because you fucked two other girls the last two nights. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm not into that. And he's like, well, you should have told me. Why didn't you tell me? You screwed this up. And then he totally gaslit her and made it seem like it was her fault that he boned two other girls when it was just her preference that someone that tells her that he loves her wouldn't have sex with people the previous two evenings. It's kind of a weird turn of events there. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. He went to Missouri. He played tight end, I think, at Missouri. He's very tall.
Well, then I guess he used his head a little bit.
Yes, that's right. A lot of head trauma.
So I have two things. First, this story broke yesterday, and the phrasing is just amazing. And I wondered if it's because the nerds that describe things don't really know what real life is like. But an asteroid the size of half a giraffe
plummeted
like off the coast of Iceland.
I saw this.
And is that like a nerd astronomer who doesn't know how to describe things?
Because
half a giraffe.
Yeah. What is that?
So I just looked up. A giraffe is like 14, 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say it's the size of Andre the Giant?
Right.
Or a horse.
A horse.
You know, like whatever. Why would you say half a giraffe? Well, like, do people see lots of giraffes?
And I'm assuming they're going by weight. So the asteroid doesn't have a very long neck. It just, you could say like a giraffe probably weighs like what, 2,200 pounds. You could say the size of a cow.
Yeah, I saw it can range from like 1,500 to maybe something like low 2,000. But again, Andre the Giant would kind of be more apt than half a giraffe.
Yeah.
Right. The mid 7 feet range plus like 500, 600 pounds, whatever he was.
Yes. And also,
it's
like,
more in the ballpark.
That's a fucking bitch size asteroid. Like, what do I care that some that of 800 pound asteroid's going to hit the Earth? Like,
but you know how many astronomers are out there and they're not really doing much?
Yeah.
They got to justify their existence.
Yeah.
Like, I respect that there has to be some astronomers out there.
Yeah.
But there probably are too many.
There's too many. And I recommend this book all the time, Bill Bryson, a short history of nearly everything. And it's like, it's a science book for, but not written by a scientist. So it like explains the, everything about the universe, but in like a funny and interesting way. And it's also terrifying because there's fucking all sorts of shit flying around in the space. And if you're not looking in the exact place where the thing is, you're not going to see it, which is why a lot of times these asteroids pass by our planet without much warning because they weren't looking in the spot that asteroid was. Space, Ed, is is infinite.
Infinite.
And it's also expanding
which
at
means
the same time.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere, except it's more than when we just first mentioned it.
Yes. It's yes.
It keeps going.
And also that asteroid has been flying somewhere since fucking billions of years before this thing was ever a thing that we're standing on. Like, it's too much to think about.
Right, but the best they could do is half a giraffe.
No, it's bullshit. So how could you not say a cow? Or an Andre the Giant and a half? Or an Andre the Giant and a King Kong Bundy tag team match?
So, I have to, in the efforts of sharing and being honest and hopefully somewhat entertaining about our lives, something awful happened to me recently.
Oh, you lost your basketball championship. You lost a playoff game.
Okay. I did lose a game, but no, it was in the regular season.
Oh, okay.
Michelle had I had a physical in the fall.
Oh no.
And everything was fine. I thought, except they're like, you need to go see a cardiologist. And I was like, what?
Stress
like,
test?
That hard? Like, I didn't know. Yeah. And like any smart person, I put it off for like 2 months.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
And then I went and the guy's like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, everything is perfect.
Yeah.
Because even when I'm heaviest, I still work out. Like, I'm very consistent. I work out 6 days a week. I would say for the last decade, maybe, or more. Like, I've always thought cardio-wise I should be all right, and I was.
Yeah.
But worse is Michelle, a couple weeks ago, they said, like, well, with your age profile, you know, it's probably time to check the plumbing. And so she's like, oh, well, my husband didn't have to do that. And I'm like, he should. So instead of a colonoscopy, they ordered me just something, a box that you send in.
No,
you
I've
mail
heard
in.
About this. I've heard and, about this.
And I open it up.
No.
And I was like, Ed, what's going on? I'll try to be as careful as
Ed,
possible.
Ed, you're
going to
get us unfollowed here.
I'm just saying. Yes. Well, listen, I got a box and it had like six parts to it.
What? And that's so, too many parts.
Like, there was just stuff. All right, so this lays along your toilet, and then this goes here, and this goes here.
Along your what? Then,
like, along the toilet.
Oh, my God. The T word? Jesus. Okay.
And then this goes in here, and then you have to add this solution to here, and then add this solution to here, and then you have to take a stick and
solution?
Scrape? There's all kinds of stuff.
Did you just say scrape?
Yes.
Jesus,
and
Ed.
I was like, what am I doing? I'm reading this and none of it makes sense. And so I had to, I had to watch YouTube, and their YouTube is a lot more graphic, and you see stuff, and you're thinking they'll just give you the cartoon version, and they don't.
Yeah,
they show more than you want to see.
Yeah.
But I needed a cartoon just to show me exactly where, what goes where and when.
Yeah.
And there it sat in my, before it was used, cause I just kept looking and I was like, all right, one of these days I got to do this. And so I finally did it.
A
couple weeks ago.
Jesus.
And I got the call that, it, you know, everything was all right. But the trauma I've been through.
Yeah.
It's awful. But I mean, colonoscopy has got to be worse, right?
Yeah, because you got it. Well, they're getting probed
in the solution or whatever.
They got to clear you out first.
I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to eat anything special, drink anything. But it was humiliating just the same. And then I had to walk that box to a UPS store.
Walk it?
Well, I don't drive.
Well, yeah. So. I mean, yeah, you had to bring it somewhere. Yeah, you couldn't just fucking drop it in the mail.
Yeah, I had to bring it to a UPS store and then just hand somebody a box. And they didn't know what it was, but I felt weird with just like handing somebody a box of shit.
Yeah. Oh, geez, Ed. I can't name the episode that.
No.
Whew. That's heavy.
It was kind of a harbinger of doom that like getting older means like humiliating stuff.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm older than you and no one said anything to me about that.
Nobody said it to me.
That's true.
They said it to Michelle. Yeah. And Michelle somehow, and she's like, hey, guess what? I found out you got to do this. I was like, what? Nobody told me. I tried to fight it for a while.
Yeah. I don't, because I'm like, hey, like, when are you going to do the prostate thing? And they're like, does it run in your family? And I'm like, it runs in everybody's family. And they're like, yeah, I don't know, like when you're 50 or something. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's what I always heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
but they're like, oh, he's north of 45. He should do it.
Yeah, but other people are getting fingers dropped on them in there. And colon, I thought, wasn't till you're in your 50s.
That's what I thought. Yeah. The best was my buddy, he was like probably 26 or 27. Yeah. And he's like, isn't that weird? Your doctor starts having to put a finger in there. And we're like, I think your doctor just wants to feel your butthole.
Was he like, and also like, I don't know what instruments he was using, but both hands were on my shoulders at the time.
Shoulders. Yeah, we gave him the business for years. And then it was so long ago that we've forgotten to harass him about it. But like, he seriously got a finger in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, in his 20s.
Yeah. That's wrong. That's wrong. Yeah. Well, I one time had a, was having a gastrointestinal problem, but like not like in my stomach. I had a pain. And so they did the thing where they put me to sleep and put the thing down my throat to check out my stomach. But before that, the doctor's like, I'm like, yeah, so I got this pain. And he's like, okay, go ahead and take down your pants. And I'm like, oh no, it's up here. I'm like pointing. It's like by my rib cage is where I'm feeling. He's like, yeah, he goes, I just got to make sure you're not, you know, bleeding. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm definitely not. And he's like, well, you wouldn't know. I don't know. I think this may have been because he just did a swab. Like he put something in there and he's like, nope, you're good. And I'm like, what? How do you know? Like he tested it, but maybe he didn't.
He tasted it.
This is all. No, all fine. Also, that was still probably not as bad as the time I had something on my bag, okay, in my bag.
I remember.
And it was like a hard, like, pebble, and it was on my right nut. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Look, if you're just finding the show, we're going to talk some sports, I promise.
We'll talk sports, but we also want everybody to be healthy.
So yes, exactly. Yes, this is the health minute. This is the Brian and Ed Baller Lifestyle health minute. And so one time I had something
on my emphasis on ball.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I had something on my bag and it was like a hard like BB. And I'm like, that can't be normal. So they got, you know, I get referred to the what do you call that guy? To the
urologist.
Yeah. I was thinking words, you know. So I go in and he's like, all right. He's like, go ahead and take down. He gets on a stool. So he's face to dick. Right.
Oh, I thought this was a story where there was a woman who got involved.
That was a different time. That was a different. This that's how I think I got the referral to this. She had never touched balls before, and I'm like, I got this thing right here. And my regular doctor wasn't there that day, so she came in. I'm like, I got this thing, and she's like, where? And she's like, with their index finger. I'm like, that's not how you touch them. You don't. Everyone knows that's not how you touch them. She's the one because the HMO, because this beautiful health system we have in the richest society that's ever existed, she had to refer me to the other guy. So it was a double trauma. So I go to the guy and he sits on a little stool and he gets face to dick with me. And he's like, okay, go ahead and take down your pants. And I go, okay. And he goes, and just, you know, so I can get a better feel, I'm going to go ahead and not use any gloves.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, and my dick was out. And well, it wasn't my dick. He was feeling it was my balls. But I'm like, okay. I mean, you're the doctor. And then he like softly, like with his index and middle finger, like touched around my balls. And he's like, okay.
Did it move? Is that what?
I don't know. He just like, he felt what he needed to feel. I showed him where it was and he goes, okay. He's like, good news. It's not cancer. And I'm like, okay. So I guess I was okay with letting him go gloveless.
I'm gonna caress this for another 25 minutes.
He's like,
yes.
he's like, the bad news is these balls just have way too much ejaculate inside of them. We're going to have to get it out right now. And I'm going to have to use my special secret method. So if you could just close your eyes, this shouldn't take very long. Look, he's a professional. What do I know?
Yeah.
Ed, I just texted you something because it's an important day. It's actually an anniversary. I don't know if this will translate. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if this will translate to audio, but we'll see. I believe this took place at, I'm going to say, one of the Great America or Busch Gardens or something. I'm not sure if there's any audio. It's today's the 23rd anniversary. Oh yeah, here we go.
Just to say, you know, it's like it was a miracle, but it wasn't a freak accident, and it's going to happen again. And you know, I cannot live with my conscience knowing that the ride is still running, and maybe you know, a person or even a child, can be killed.
Killed. This is today's the 23rd anniversary of Fabio taking a goose to the face on a.
You know, it's
on a roller coaster.
We never see the goose. We just see the after effect.
Hell, I will tell you one time. I was driving. I was probably going like 50 miles an hour, and a duck shot out of like a marshy area, and like right to the right of where I was driving, and shot right across the front of my car. I was driving a truck, and it hit fucking square on the windshield directly in front of my face, to the point where I instinctively, reactively covered my head with, took my hands off the wheel and covered my head with both hands because I thought it was coming through the windshield. I didn't see where that duck went, but it's much of it was still on my windshield. So I imagine that the goose didn't survive its encounter with Fabio's face. Apparently this is not a common occurrence. It's literally only ever happened to Fabio and of course Sully.
Oh yeah. Well, Sully.
Yeah. That actually happens all the time. So congratulations, Fabio. And that also reminds me of the time I was at a party and a girl at the party told me she was having sex with a celebrity that she met in traffic. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. And I'm like, who, can you tell me who it is? And she's like, yeah. And she lowers her voice and she goes, it's Fabio. Oh, that's the greatest thing ever. Anyway, RIP the goose. And then one more thing before we jump into it, Ed.
What?
This fucking, I want credit for being the first Bob Saget truther.
Oh, what? Is there a new twist in terms?
There's a new twist. A Florida judge on Monday agreed to an order that permanently blocks the release of photos, video, and other records connected to the investigation of Bob Saget's death. So we can never know exactly what, like, very sad for him and his family. I don't mean to make light of this in any way, but it's just the fishiest story ever that this guy had injuries consistent with a 20-foot fall from supposedly slipping and falling in his bathroom in his hotel. It just doesn't add up. It's a crazy story. And you would think, were it my relative, I would want it known that, you know, this was just a terrible accident. Here, look at the records. Look at what happened. Here's the video. But no, they're not sharing this information with us, Ed. There's which leads you to think something nefarious is afoot. No?
I mean, it doesn't make sense. To your point that, yeah, why would you block it? Like,
right.
Just be like, wow, this was brutal. He had a bad fall, and
yeah,
it's proven here.
Here's the video of no one else entering or leaving his hotel room. Here's the video of him coming home alone by himself. You know, here's the x-rays. Here's the autopsy report. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I just want credit for being the first one to point out that it was a weird thing. And I don't know if we'll ever find out, but something's afoot. Something's up. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man,
it's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
Boy, the other day, Ed, I happened to hear the original version, My Name is Luca by Suzanne Vega. And it
is. It's jarring when you hear it, right?
Yes, it is just not. You just can't. It's the song is ruined. It's like you're never going to get it back.
Last time I was at the dermatologist, yeah. I remember hearing it and being like, this doesn't work.
No, not at all. Not at all. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Three sports RIPs.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
That's right.
The ballers hope you rest in peace.
Yes, we
really do.
Yes.
We do.
You won't laugh no
more. You're not going to do a lot of things anymore.
No.
You won't smile.
Laugh or smile, I would argue, are the same.
You won't laugh no more.
You won't laugh twice.
Well, now we're literally the same.
Yeah, yeah.
So dearly departed, we hope you rest in peace.
Ed, who'd we lose this week?
We lost the first black NFL referee, Johnny Greer, 74 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who watched NFL like in the 90s, 80s, yeah, you know that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember him well. RIP.
RIP former pitcher Odalis Perez. He was on a bunch of teams. I think the Nats.
He's a fucking Dodger, buddy. We'll bury the lead here. This man was a Dodger. He had a nasty slider.
He had a bad fall in his native DR.
Man was 300 pounds. Why was he climbing a ladder?
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Very sad. I'm sorry to hear
43
that.
43 years old.
Yeah, sad. Younger than we are. That's crazy.
And professional wrestler Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon.
Yes.
63 years old.
It's incredible. I'm sure he was a great guy. Very sad that's much too young to die. Although most wrestlers, he's outlived most
63
wrestlers.
63 yeah. Always reminds me of the Onion headline. Former wrestler 44 found alive.
Yeah, exactly. They live a very hard life. They participate in a very rough sport. Tree. Yes. So it's very sad, but it is weird. There was such an outpouring of emotion today on Twitter.com for Scott Hall, aka Razor Ramon. And I didn't connect with any of it because this guy was not around when I was 11 and it was appropriate for me to be interested in pro wrestling.
Yeah, I knew him from Twitter over the last 2 days.
Yeah. Well, I think he's one of the guys that
Razor Ramon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know.
Mean, seems like there was some
stolen valor
going on.
Yeah, stolen valor. You can't do it anymore. Yeah.
So you remember, like, there would be a lot of like Kamala the Ugandan Butcher comes to mind.
Yeah,
and there were
from
a few
parts unknown.
He was from parts unknown. He was Ugandan, but I mean, he was really just like from Alabama or something. I think he was like an ex-football player, like a lot of these guys. I don't think you can pretend to be African anymore, and I don't think you can pretend to be, because a lot of them would pretend to be Samoan or from like, you know, islands that they weren't actually from. It's a different time now where we gotta be who we are. So you can't be Razor Ramon unless you can prove some Latin heritage, I would say.
Some bona fides.
Yeah, exactly. What else is going on?
So despite his complaints of being canceled, 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers just signed a $200 million contract.
He's back.
So apparently not canceled.
Definitely not.
Shockingly, another person who was never canceled.
Not canceled, and he's really exploiting the heel turn. Like, people don't like him, but they like him in Green Bay. Here's the thing, Ed. He's pretty good at playing quarterback. He might be a little surly at times.
He's great at it, yeah. And the market is you've got to pay all the money to the quarterbacks.
Yep. You got to do it. I did hear, though, that he turned out like he could have gotten more. But he did like a Tom Brady where he's like, cap it around $200 million. So we'd save some for the guys. Yeah.
Because $55 million a year would be.
It's too much.
Gauche.
It's too much. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
But it is. I pointed out to a buddy. So Washington or the Redskins, they've had some like tremendous linemen, but they haven't had a good quarterback. Yep. And it's like, you can have two all pro, like two of the best five linemen, and you'll have a mediocre offense without a quarterback. So I get why these teams are just, they'll pay anything to have them.
Yeah. I read a stat that the Super Bowl winning quarterback, Matt Stafford, threw something like six pick sixes this season, led the league. And then I read that by comparison, Aaron Rodgers has thrown two in his entire career.
Wow. Yeah. And he's still mobile enough, which is what you have to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also crazy. The rules on how you can treat quarterbacks, like at 38,
changed. Yeah.
They're feeling totally fine. And Brady, it's like people aren't really, I mean, he's up there, but speaking of Tom Brady, he didn't like people not talking about him for 2 months, so he unretired.
Yeah.
But then again, you can't hit the quarterback, so all these guys can just sit back there and throw.
Yeah, I mean, was he trying to weasel? Because supposedly Tom Brady, who's just the fucking worst, like he's just like such a fucking empty vessel. I really cannot stand him at all.
Did he get tired of French kissing his son?
I think maybe that was it. He realized that being home wasn't that fun, but I think he thought he was going to be able to weasel something with because he doesn't like Bruce Arians, apparently. So I think he was going to try. He's like, hey, I'll just retire. Like, you guys find another team to trade me to because he's got a contract. Or I'll just retire, you know, and then he tried the retiring thing. And Bruce Arians is like, I'm not fucking trading Tom Brady. You know, you're going to either work it out with me or you're not going to do shit. And then so Tom Brady's like, oh, I guess I will do shit and I'll go back to Tampa, who's, you know, one of the better teams. They won the Super Bowl 2 seasons ago.
And his last game, he almost had a big comeback, right?
Yeah.
He lost in the playoffs. Yep. He had a crazy comeback.
Exactly. So he's back. He'll never leave. He'll play till he's 50. Yeah. I would like him to go fuck himself. I agree.
Yeah. I'm really hoping for the catastrophic. Not supposed to cheer for injuries, but yeah, I really am. Yeah,
but we do. Like, look, if he got Alex Smith'd, you know, I'm sure it would be sad. Not for me personally, but other people would be sad about it.
Lewis Hamilton,
yeah,
has changed his name to include his mother's name. Larbalestier.
Is that it? Larbalister? I don't know. British people are really anti any French pronunciation, so they'll just fucking put a British sound on it.
They do the hard R.
Yeah, Larbalestier. I don't fucking know. Like, why would you want this? Like, everyone knows she's your mom.
Yeah, I mean, he in his quote, I saw he was, you know, talking about the patriarchy and stuff. And like, but that was established many years ago. I think it's better that, like, she doesn't have to take your name, or like, if you get married, that's fine. Yeah. Or if it's a single mom, the kid can have the mom's name or whatever. But like, you know, we don't need to add hyphens. I think it's too much.
Shorten them, if anything. I wonder, and it's who's our emailer? Who's our F1? Because the F1 season's starting.
The Ed in quotes?
Yeah, Ed in quotes. Pete. I think it's Pete and Pocatello. I wonder what Pete would say about this, because I wonder, because Lewis Hamilton, you know, he's a diminutive dude, as they all are.
Right. But as Pete's fanfic.
Yeah. Yes.
Always comes up.
Yes.
He does other things.
He's a very prolific dater. He's had sex with many, many models, famous people. You can Google it. Do you think maybe he's like, I've had so much sex as Lewis Hamilton, maybe I need to reboot as Lewis Larbalestier and start a new streak under a new name and see if I can outsex my original name with my newly adopted moniker?
New numbers.
Yes. He's starting from zero. Maybe he put so many notches under the bedpost that his bedpost was just a toothpick now. And he's like, hey, I got to start over. What if I need
a Larbalestier bedpost?
Exactly. It's like when Jordan came back as number 45, you know, it's a reboot. So maybe there's something more to it than we know.
Good point. You know, the one thing about him putting up numbers is, as short as he is, he's a good looking dude. Speaking of guys who get it in, somebody who's much, much uglier than Lewis Hamilton, that would be Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. A woman is suing him because she's saying the Dallas Cowboys owner paid her mother to conceal that he was her biological father. And apparently it's not a money grab. Like, she's not looking for money. Is what she says.
Right. Well, I mean, probably not. It doesn't matter. This is like a Dr. J situation who had a love child come to light later in life, and he sent her a basketball. Larry Bird, I believe.
Larry Bird one is the worst because he didn't acknowledge her, but she has his looks.
I know that's a double whammy.
If you're going to get one thing from Larry Bird, it would be his basketball ability or his money, not his looks.
Yeah. I mean, famously, Tug McGraw. A nickname we didn't think much about at the time, Tug. Hey, why does he call himself Tug? It's a weird name, Tug. Why do they call him the Big Unit? It's a big guy.
Big Hurt.
Why do they call him the Big Hurt? These are all dick related. These are all dick related nicknames. These guys are naked in the locker room. They're looking at each other's dicks and they come up with nicknames. If they did that for Jerry Jones, they'd probably call him like Wrinkly Pink Worm Jones or something. Like, I imagine he has a disgusting dick if it matches the rest of him. Yeah.
He's bad to look at.
Yeah, he's tough. He's tough on the eyes. Very wealthy. Loves his Cowboys. And hey, you got to do right. You know, if you create a human being, you're half responsible for that human being. You know, you're the one that nutted, guy. It's on you just as much as it's on her. Take care of your fucking people.
If you're going to spray it around.
That's right. Like Lewis Hamilton. Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah.
You do not want to be just randomly impregnated.
I assume that this is a child that was born while he was married to Mrs. Jones. Is that the situation?
Is he not married right now?
Well, I assume he is married. I don't know. He's definitely been married.
I would assume you don't.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh yeah.
It's certainly not his wife.
Yeah. She's 25. So he was definitely married because he has, you know, the GM of the Cowboys is older. You know, he's like our age. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, with
$375,000, he paid this chick.
He already paid her.
He paid the mom. Jones denied in settlement documents that he was the biological father of the child, but he paid the woman $375,000. Hey, here's almost $500,000 for not my kid. I know it's not my kid, but here's $375,000 just to let bygones be bygones. I mean, come on, buddy. We know what's going on here.
And finally, in sports, someone heckled Naomi Osaka, causing her to break down in tears on the court. And my question about this is, I mean, the hecklers are kind of just, they suck.
Yeah.
But it seems like this woman needs some help.
Yeah. It sucks because she's unequivocally the best player. There's no one that can compete with her when she's on her game. She's by far the number one player in the world.
But she's had like a year worth of meltdowns at this point.
She's got this anxiety thing. She can't do the press conferences. She just can't fucking do it. And it's really sad. That said, who fucking heckles, especially at tennis when it's quiet? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's different. It's a little bit different, but still both. When I go to a comedy show and somebody.
Yeah.
Is doing their bullshit. It's like, what are we doing here?
Oh no.
Nobody wants to hear you talk.
Yeah.
And you came to the tennis match to say, Naomi, you suck. Like what?
Yeah.
What would be the point of that?
Yes. I know. It's like what? And this is Indian Wells. So, it's a big tournament, but it's like a lot of old lesbians. Like, I don't know.
But this is the one that had the racist issues with Serena, right?
That's right. Yeah, bad look, Indian Wells. Like, leave this poor girl alone. But I don't see her. Look, tennis careers usually end pretty early anyway. These kids are prodigies. They go to these academies, and it's a fucking weird life. Oh, I would suggest there's actually a pretty good documentary about this on Netflix. Who's the guy? Marty Fish. Marty Fish was one of these people where he just couldn't get it together. And then he did get it together and he played well. But anxiety was his thing, too. It was like it just crippled him. He just couldn't go out there and execute on the court because he was overthinking, which is, I think, a little bit, you know, which is a different situation to Naomi Osaka. But it's the same kind of thing.
It is the same type of thing. It's just there's nothing more unforgiving than a solo sport.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Kevin Love, I'm not discrediting his anxiety issues, but he's part of a team.
Yeah.
And unless he's on the foul line, it's not just about him.
No.
And that has got to be brutal. But it does seem like, you know, somebody saying you suck, like to break down in tears.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she doesn't have the right to do that, but like it seems like right now she needs help.
She needs a minute. I totally agree. Okay, Ed, let's do some email and voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel Ingardenia.
Couple voicemails here. If you haven't already, write down this number. Put it in your phone. Because a lot of times people are like, hit me up on Twitter. What's the number? The number is in my Twitter bio, by the way. 949. It is my Twitter bio. 949-464-TBLS-8257. You can call the show like these people did.
Hey, boys. I know it's asking a lot to play the song.
Oh.
And I doubt maybe you can do it on the Red Circle part. But if you had to... Who would you scoop up? Cher with hat tip to Toe Cutter for bringing her name up. Cher or Dolly Parton?
Modern Cher or modern Dolly Parton?
They're
both 75 years old.
But if you had to go modern.
Modern?
Yeah. I have an answer.
Well, I mean, Dolly Parton is a legend. Like, I have so much respect for her as an artist that she's absolutely, hold on.
You want to save that for
Legendary. Hold on. I had to re-put it on the board.
But let's
yes,
let's
of course.
Promise yes, you'll play it for later.
Yeah, I'll play it. I don't see either of these women particularly sexually at all, but I would have to say Cher based on that time she banged the whole Six Fleet on that one video.
I'm just gonna say Dolly because I love her more, but they're 75-year-old women.
Yes, exactly. Not really my thing. I mean. This actually would be a good time for Paul Walkoff HBP to come out of hiding wherever he is, because he said many times that he would have sex with both Martha Stewart and Judge Judy. So he would be better.
I do have a T-shirt of Dolly Parton, and it's like her in the 60s or so.
Yes.
And she's spectacular.
She's very beautiful. Yes, she's very beautiful, and she's a legend. And you know what? It might be worth it. Just to confirm the rumor of her being heavily tattooed.
Well, yeah, these days, because I saw a clip of her in like the 90s and she had short sleeves.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait a second. I don't see her arms. And then I realized it was 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You think of 1990.
I did it like a crazy, like, what? I'm looking at her arms.
Yeah.
But no, she hasn't shown her arms in decades.
Yeah. Yeah. She always goes with the long sleeves. So I don't know. I mean, LSU Lala, kind of a bad guy, but also sort of an interesting voicemail. Let's do another one.
2%.
Whoa, what? Ed. So last week,
can you match the number?
No, because it says unknown. They do a block the number situation.
What did he say there?
Hold on, I'll play it in a second. It's so funny.
I'm so excited.
It's so funny because their transcripts you know, Google transcribes people's calls, but it's usually wrong. But it, so when I call it up, I can kind of see some of the words, but this one, I'll just read it and then we'll play it and see if it's even close. To pursue happiness, comma, sewer to you, period. I need to see you if it's bronze, one to the right, page, GPC. Everyone knows it's rude. Who's ranked number 3, TPC, GPC. That's the V on a sewer. Do you rent?
Wow.
Right?
Profound.
This is like some fuck. What if this is an AI, Ed? What if somebody has fucking created an AI and it's, and they put our podcast into the AI and say, make a song.
Yeah. What if Russell Wilson is using this to create a song?
Yes. Google's what are some songs for the Baller Lifestyle podcast? And this is what came out. So last week, I'm assuming it's not a coincidence. Last week, somebody called in, and I can't remember. They didn't leave a name, and I can't remember what their question was about the show. But I'm like, that sounds like the guy that sings the RIP song. We kind of played him, and after playing him a couple times, I was like, maybe I'm reaching here. But some people did text me and were like, dude, I think you're on to something. Good ear. Like, maybe it is. I don't know. But it's strangely, the RIP guy, who's only called in once, calls in again this week, apparently with a new song for the show. The here is the debut, the new song from the RIP guy.
TPC, that's a penis connoisseur to you and me. TPC, it's Brian's one to the right. She really wants to see. TPC. Everyone knows it's Drew, who's ranked number 3. TPC, that's the penis connoisseur to you and me.
Who's ranked number 3?
Beautiful. Drew? I assume he means Drew in Houston? Just a frequent caller to the show?
Wow.
Let's play that one more time, Ed. He's clearly serenading friend of the show, the penis connoisseur who called in last week. I thought the penis connoisseur had retired. She showed up last week and clearly
got super nerdy on us.
Yeah, she wanted to talk about, clearly no one had sent her a picture of their penis in a while. So instead she called up to talk about Star Wars, which I thought was kind of odd, but
she called to talk about people who have never shown anything on their penis.
That's true. That's exactly right. They've never been in a room with their exposed penis and another human being. Let's play it one more time. The TPC song, assuming she ever comes back on the show, she's got her own song, which is pretty impressive. Let's hear it again.
TPC, that's a penis connoisseur to you and me. TPC, it's Brian's one to the right. She really wants to see. TPC, everyone knows it's Drew, who's ranked number 3. TPC, that's the penis connoisseur to you and me.
I mean, the holding of the note at the end, it just gives me chills.
It's a talent.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. I don't know what to call you, but it's a beautiful song. Thank you for reaching out. Here's another voicemail.
Ballers, hey, it's Ben 906 here.
Ben 906,
this is quickly becoming the Twins show of record. I wanted to just give an update on something that's kind of in my area, and I wanted to see what you guys wanted me to do about it. In Ohio, that's where I reside now, there is a town called Twinsburg, and they have a festival in August, and I would be willing to take one for the team to try to get down to that festival and just take in the sights. I don't know if it would rival what's done with the ICP group with their gathering of the Juggalos. I would imagine there's probably a lot of crossover activity,
of course,
between the Twins
Day
festival as well as the gathering of the Juggalos. So just let me know and see if I can clear my schedule for August 5th through the 7th to make that happen for you guys. Take it easy.
Amazing.
A lot to unpack here. Ed, the twins that we discussed on this show, and of course you have to be a bonus content subscriber to have heard that a couple episodes back, we talked about the twin couples, that it was a twin brothers married twin sisters, and then they
identical with identical.
So then they had kids that were cousins, but also genetically brother and sister, which is disgusting. They met at that, didn't they? They met at the Twins Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio. This is where they came together.
I wouldn't advise Ben goes there after dark because twins definitely murder together too.
Of course they do. They're doing human sacrifice. Basically everything that happens in the 1987, I want to say, movie version of the 50s cop show Dragnet. It's a long way to go. Starring Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. Anything that happens in terms of the human sacrifice that's going on there in that movie, but much, much worse, happens at the Twinsburg Festival. Once the lights go down.
Think of it like the beginning of the movie Octopussy, the twins that are chasing after the clown.
Terrifying.
And Grishka.
But he brings, so I wouldn't suggest he goes there, but there is one aspect that's kind of interesting. What if the situation that we talked about with the matched sets of twins marrying each other happened, but they were all juggalos? Juggalo twin brothers marry juggalo twin sisters and have twin juggalette children.
Juggalinos.
Do you know how, like some people have a baby, like they go, oh, I'm going to do a home water birth. And then they get rushed to the hospital in an ambulance and have the baby in a hospital like everybody else.
Yep.
Imagine if they did that at the gathering of the juggalos of twins at Twinsburg in a baby pool filled with Faygo. Yes, I know.
Those babies would be the chosen ones.
Wow, that would be amazing. We don't suggest you go, Ben 906.
No, they're going to murder. If they see a singleton, they're going to murder them.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I think it's much safer to be the bowling correspondent and do not risk death.
You have to get someone that's your exact height and build to get facial surgery to look exactly like you. And or then you can go you to Twinsburg. You both go as
twin juggalos. Yeah, like same build.
Paint your face.
And if you paint your face, they won't know.
They won't know. Although, no, they probably can smell twins. That's true. They're like,
nobody has to communicate. Yes. They just look across at each other.
Yeah. Terrifying. So scary. Okay. Here's another email.
Brian Edward.
Oh,
keeping it short.
Manuel and Gardino.
Hey, so I'm on the 110 right now. Oh. It's a Friday afternoon.
Jumped on the 110.
I just saw one of the funniest things ever, bro.
Unlikely.
Three Porky Pigs. Three LAPD,
oh no,
portly gentlemen, all on hogs.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
Seems like they put the fat ones on the bikes a lot.
Motorcycle cops.
Yeah,
but I swear to you, these fat boys had to have been between 50 and 100 pounds overweight.
I know,
and like that's a sight that I don't see too much.
They got a strong union.
Usually, they keep those fat cops behind the wheel. Or more importantly, behind a desk.
Yeah.
Because what are those fat bastards going to do?
Well,
if somebody takes off on them.
They get gout. You know what I mean? Is what happens. They get gout, and they got to take that desk job like Presbyluski.
And what say you? Yeah. Is there, have you guys encountered that? I rarely see a fat cop behind a motorcycle. You know what I mean? So.
Oh no, I got one right by my house,
guys.
Yeah.
And maybe LSU Lala or Kelly Two Putts can weigh in on they're out of state.
Oh,
cops.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty comical, man. Seeing those three fat bastards
okay.
behind hogs
yep.
that were slammed with an LAPD sticker on either side.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Hey, gents, have a great one. Yep. It's Spring Forward Weekend. Glorious, glorious.
That is true.
Week here in Los yep. Angeles.
Yep.
Been sunny.
Okay. Doing the weather.
Outro.
Yep.
So
outro.
For all of you pukes in the snow.
Yep.
Sucks
outro.
For you.
Yeah. Outro. Don't come to still South got 15 please. Seconds left.
We have enough
yeah.
bags.
Outro.
Yeah.
Do, outro.
Oh, outro. Oh, and he forgot to hang up again. Ed, we need to keep, we don't have an accurate list. Manuel hates Teslas,
he hates
right?
He fat people now.
He hates fat he people. Hates well, hold on. He hates fat cops. He might be okay with regular fat people. He hates fat cops.
I think he ought to be.
Yeah.
He hates fat cops. He yeah. hates mini bikes.
Yeah.
He hates Tesla.
The disabled.
He hates the unhoused.
Yes, he
He yes. hates, well, yeah. along the same lines, he has things to say about Skid Row.
Yes, right. He loves the Lord, apparently.
Loves the Lord.
Yeah.
But
yes.
has a peculiar way of showing it
yes.
sometimes.
Yes, yes. He, yeah, he's interested in freeways and things that happen on freeways and billboards.
Billboards.
Yeah.
Oh, he hates, he has disparaged like Ellen DeGeneres.
He did?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember he had a quirky name for her.
Right. Well, she's a bad person, but she's a bad person not because of her
no,
lifestyle.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he had a name for
yeah,
her.
I believe I remember that.
Because of her lifestyle, not because she is a monster to her subordinates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, here's another one.
Brian, Ed, this is Chris from the Twin Cities.
Mm. More twin.
Episode.
More twin discussion. Twinsburg? Twins in general?
I gotta say, I kind of dig when it took me a while in my childhood to realize that the twins were about the Twin Cities.
Oh,
I kind of like that.
Me
that
too.
Thing.
Yeah.
I and know. That,
Minneapolis
that
and St. Paul.
And the old timey logo of the handshake between the two
yes.
cities.
Yes. I am so dumb. I never figured out that the Milwaukee logo
yeah,
was
glove.
MB. Yeah, the glove
yeah,
was.
Took, I,
yeah.
I think I was in my 20s when I found that out.
Me
like, it
too.
Was definitely well past looking at 10 million baseball
yeah.
cards and all that.
Yeah.
It was like when I was in my 20s, I was like, hey, you know what that is?
I was still slow on the uptake. And the Montreal one, I'm trying to picture. I know it's an yeah. M, but is there, there's an E in there too?
Baseball
like
can, club. I think there was
yeah.
a B.
Yeah.
I think it was like Montreal. Yeah. I didn't know what was going
yeah.
on there. It was good looking hat.
Yeah. I do like the weeks. Seem to have a foothold in the Minneapolis St. Paul area because we have this is Chris who's new from there. We also have Jeff.
Super Lee.
Jeff in Minneapolis, and of course Super Lee, to one of our elite listeners.
Yeah.
Started with the Friday Facts.
Oh, Friday Facts.
With Travis Rogers.
That's right.
I love Ed. A New York Knicks fan, he recognizes how much Patrick Ewing sweats.
Yep, he's very sweaty.
I love
changes his jerseys at halftime.
Yep,
biggest Lakers fan of all time.
Biggest Lakers fan.
Questionable about Kobe and LeBron's a little overrated.
Yep, can't disagree there.
And more importantly. Matt and Gardenia.
Who? Yep. Yep. He just called.
Dramatic pause.
Yep.
Why do you give him so much play?
Oh.
Does that guy not understand?
Oh.
He talked about. Oh. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
There's a song that clowns him every week.
Yeah.
When that shit comes on,
it's a good song.
I just put my thumb
what?
On the iPhone
what?
And go 12 minutes.
What?
And then we're back.
Oh no!
To what we're talking
but
about?
Ed and I are in that 12 minutes.
Yeah, and he's going to miss his own segment.
Yes.
And also, I
yes.
love
Good point.
That, oh yeah, I'm drunk and yep.
Yeah, we got that.
You yep. guys say, Colin, when you're drunk. Well, I am drunk.
Hey.
And,
it's good.
Only $2 calls and drunk some.
It's true. He does. Golf. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. These pauses.
He, he talks about Tiger Woods. Oh,
yep.
I
he
know
does.
That. Brian, you love Tiger Woods and he's got in the Hall of Fame and all that. So
I wouldn't say I love him.
Cut this shit off.
Stumbling.
I start stumbling around. Yeah. I'll call back.
You definitely should call back.
See you, boys.
Okay. Crit.
I kind of liked where it was going. I mean, yeah. It was fun taking the journey with him.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it.
He did that thing where he what he wanted to do was call and say that he hates Matt and Gardenia, which is, you know,
we've gotten that call before.
It's a common sentiment. But what he did, and this is anybody that's ever taken any corporate management training will know this tactic. And he knows it. He called in and he pumped us up a little bit first. He's like, Ed, you're a Knicks fan, but you know Ed, that Patrick Ewing sweats, and Brian, you like the Lakers. And he's given us a little praise before he has to level with us and say, hey, I skip a lot of the show because I don't like that one part. I appreciate that. That's too much. Yeah. 12 minutes.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And also
we're saying funny shit in that 12 minutes.
If we pause his voicemails, it's because we're doing entertaining stuff.
Yeah, of course. We got to pause to say our stuff. I do it like I will admit, like Manuel, he came in a house of fire today and he doesn't really have much of a take. Like he can get the take out in like 12 seconds and we can analyze it, but he keeps saying the same thing over and over again, which I get, and that was especially on display today. So I get the criticism, but hey, we're still there, you know. There's if playing Matt and Gardenia's voicemails gets us to Chris in Minneapolis's voicemails, I say it's all worth it.
Sure.
Absolutely. Okay. One last voicemail. We'll move along.
Hey guys, boxing correspondent Angelo here.
Oh, Angelo.
You guys were talking about Guillermo Rigondeaux last week. Figured I'd touch on a little bit of his career. Most notably known for his win over Nonito Donaire, winning the title at...
This is the guy, the Cuban boxer, I believe.
Yeah.
Featherweight, bantamweight, something like that. Yeah, no.
Nah, he wasn't that small.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh, he. We talked about last week. He burned himself with a pressure cooker. A pressure cooker got clogged with black beans and exploded in his eyes. Hopefully,
oh, you're right. He's recovered. 119. 5'5", 119.
Man, could fuck us up though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Can.
At featherweight, but was more known for being one of those boxers who loved to run a lot. I mean, this guy, if he wore his Fitbit, he'd be at 10,000 steps by round three. That's the kind of fighter he was. He was more on defense, not getting hit. Mm. He would hit occasionally, mm-hmm. but that's who he was. And that fight, I swear to God, right after the Donaire fight, when he fought Joseph Beko, I was wishing and praying that a boiling pot of black beans exploded in my face so I didn't have to watch
it. Wow.
That's what Rigondeaux was known for.
Wow.
A great fighter, yes. But we haven't really lost much.
Wow. Jeez, Angelo.
To him getting his eyesight back fully and
yes,
everything.
Of course.
It's nothing against him personally, but man, watching him fight was horrific.
Boring.
I got a couple of things. You guys were talking last week about.
Yeah. Yes, Ed?
I was just going to say, like, Floyd.
He's that.
His
he's boring.
Are boring.
Yeah.
Like, man, I mean, the last time that I actually paid pay-per-view was that Floyd Manny fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And it was just fucking boring.
Nobody wants to watch a defensive anything. No. You want to watch that's why you can't touch the quarterback. Because they want the games to be 45 to 36, 45 to 41.
But
scoring.
Even, the, Yeah, but especially boxing. Yes. It's like,
yeah,
the guy he's describing,
yeah,
just avoiding everything. Yeah. It's brutal to watch.
Yes. You want offense. Anybody listening right now that's a fan of the UFC, if you have ESPN Plus, you can go watch this. There was a fight this weekend between, and it was light heavyweights. It was between Khalil Roundtree and some other guy. But of the only name you need to know is Khalil Roundtree. Go watch last week's.
It's related to Shaft?
I think he's his son.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Richard Roundtree. No, he's not, because he's a junior. Khalil Roundtree Jr. But I think his dad played in the NFL or something. I don't know. I don't know much about him. But anybody that's interested in combat sports, go watch last weekend's Khalil Roundtree fight on Fight Night on ESPN. And tell me that you would rather watch a defensive match than what that guy did last week.
The numbers that Mona put up on Who's the Boss.
Oh, Mona.
The numbers that she put up.
Hold on. I got to reset. I'm sorry to keep doing this, guys, but if not everybody's caught up. So I'm doing my job here by telling you what he's talking about. Last week, Ed had a question. How much sex did Mona from Who's the Boss, the mother, the grandmother on Who's the Boss?
What was her lifetime number?
Yeah. What kind of numbers did she stack? And we both took our guess. I said I would take the over on 500. Which I thought was a good number.
I think that was fair.
Yeah. And so Angelo is reflecting on that.
You just wonder if one of those numbers included a very lonely single father named Tony Maselli.
Yeah.
Yep. Because remember, absolutely, this guy was a former ball player. So he had a lot of testosterone. He went hard, too. He was one of those hard-nosed players. You could just tell, even in the opening credits, this guy was sliding headfirst into home at a slow pitch softball game.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, there was time, I'm sure, he had to, you know, in between folding towels and doing a little laundry and doing a little vacuuming, he probably had the scratch and itch that he had. You know, he was used to ball player ass, and and there's no option there. You go for the
I agree.
Upstairs in the farm suite.
I mean, ball players need it.
I don't know. I just think
keep in mind, Angelo went to an office and the kids went to school.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I mean, we know what happens in that case, but
of course
there's a certain Austrian bodybuilder that tells you what happens when you leave someone home, a randy person home alone with the maid. Sex is going to happen.
Was Tony one of those numbers that Mona put up? Also, last thing. Oh, good Lord, I lost my place, guys.
Yep.
Saw Uncle Bob on a show recently, the guy from Urban Cowboy. He was still alive. I was like, holy shit, on Yellowstone, that's what it was. And I was like, holy shit, how is this guy still alive?
Yeah, he wasn't that old.
So I want to know, guys, how fucking old is this guy?
Yeah.
And remember, on Urban Cowboy, that was filmed in 1979. So putting that in perspective, because I thought he was at least 50 when he was doing that show. Hey. Keep up the good work, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Angelo. I think we discussed that on the show already because our buddy Fadoz pointed out on Twitter that the guy that played Travolta's uncle on, and he's in a lot of shit. I don't have time to look it up right now. He's a very recognizable actor. The guy that played Travolta's uncle that he moved in with in Urban Cowboy was like 38 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in his 30s in that movie.
Yeah. And he was, you know, he was supposed to, you pictured him being like close to retirement out on the oil rig. Yeah.
That guy worked a ton. I'm just looking at his page.
He's in everything.
He's No Country for Old Men, Yellowstone. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd recognize him, but I believe we discussed that at one point on the show. Okay. Couple quick email and then we'll get into the not sports. Brian and Ed. Just wanted to touch on a few things from episode 412. I heard Manuel on the Ben Maller show again. Oh, Ben Maller.
Who's Ben Maller?
He's a longtime overnights host on Fox Sports Radio, who also happens to be an alum of Saddleback Junior College, as am I. He's angry there too. Always mad. Well, he's very mad tonight. A lot of Manuel on this show. Too much. He was picking on another caller whose name escapes me, but this other guy works the third shift stocking shelves at Walmart and may have a little touch. He just sounds off. Manny and him had a three-round caller-on-caller shit talk, and he was just a complete tool on the call. Talking about, oh, I work at the docks, unloading the stuff, you stock at Walmart, Walmart sucks. I had no idea there was classism for shitty manual labor jobs. He name dropped that douche Jim Rome, saying he's a member of the jungle. Like, that gives him cool points when he deducts it, when that deducts them. By my estimate, little Manny is like a negative 1,000 points in the cool department. I bet Manuel votes Republican too, likes to talk shit like them and try to fit in, but doesn't realize all those white people are talking about him. Fucking idiot. Speaking of pieces of shit, Enrique Tarrio is half black and half Cuban. How the hell is he the leader of the Proud Boys? Isn't that a white supremacist group? Weird. You talking about eating that, hold on, now we gotta reset. You talking about eating that pig at a party reminded me of doing the same thing when I went to Cuba. The people we went to help honored us with a huge meal. They dug a big hole, put banana leaves in it, then the pig. Then more leaves and roasted that pig overnight. The guy wanted me to try the skin, and it was almost the best part. Skin was crispy, but still had the fat on it, all greasy. It was so good. Also, that review from Elliot is me. So Elliot is entered in the Waterford Crystal contest.
I remember liking the Elliot one.
It's
but
really
I don't
funny. No, well, you'll remember in a second. That's my son. He uses my Gmail account for YouTube and Discord and stuff so I can see what he's doing, but I let him change it to his name so when he comments on a post, it shows up as him. Don't forget, Kobe is a murderer. Wayne in Nashville. So it's Elliot, is Wayne, who is, of course, our hardest listener.
Yeah, of course, it's our hardest listener. Yeah. And that was very, very funny, but brutal on Manuel.
Yes, I mean that was criminal.
Again, I don't have the same issues that other people do because I think we can turn his segments into funny stuff.
Of course,
but I absolutely agree, and I've been pointing this out for many of his calls, especially recently, because it's just piling up the negativity. Like for somebody who like in his bio is about Christianity, he shits on all kinds of people and. There should be no classism anywhere.
The Lord is not down with that.
If somebody is stocking shelves anywhere, it's something I don't want to do.
Sure.
And, I mean, even if it was something I want to do, anybody who's doing anything anywhere, as long as they're not harming someone, if they're part of the machine that makes our lives better, then, I mean, fuck.
There is nobility.
Stop shitting on people.
There is nobility in all work. Everyone does what they need to do to survive, and that should be respected and admired.
And notice we've never talked shit about plumbing or anything because there's nobility to
great
it.
Gig. You need a plumber.
Sure.
Fucking
needs a plumber. I don't want to do that job, but I want people to have that job.
Sometimes I wish I knew a trade. Actually often I wish I knew a trade.
I'd say about four times a week, I'm like, man, if only I were good at this.
Yeah.
Electricity.
Yes. Any of those things. Because if you know a trade, you can you can take that trade and you can apply it anywhere. There's always the world
forever.
Always needs mechanics. It always needs plumbers. It always needs electricians. Like it's hairstylists, barbers. Like there's all of those things are important. And we should encourage those people that work in those professions. Okay. One more. Email, and then we will get into the rest of the show. Bri Bex and quote Ed. First, my sincerest apologies that I've been away for so long. I'm still hashtag team current episode, but haven't gotten around to writing in. As you may recall, my destination wedding is this week on the holy holiday that is 311 day. Also known as Easy Edward Daly's birthday. That's right. Ed's birthday was last week. Looking for a little baller insight as I prepare the final details of my big day. Should I walk down the aisle to this TBLS classic, Rest in Peace, to signify the end of my single life, or maybe bring the vibe up with one of my favorites, Scoop It Up? Oh, Ed, we have that. I think we might be able to get to play. Now, I don't think this is anyone's favorite. Where my ballers at? I know it's not quite a traditional's Daily's Choice, but maybe we can weigh in since it's taking place on his birthday. Don't know if Brian will get around to sending us hashtag Red Circle subscribers the TBS music like he promised. But hey, if it doesn't make it in time for this wedding, there's always the next one, right, Brian? Lastly, Brian, oh wait, speaking of classic TBLS music, I think we need a My Name is Ed song. My Name is Brian is such a hit, I think we should throw it out to the listeners to see if we can get a new song for, quote, Ed.
I already have Daily's Choice, though. I would like sports song.
No one has brought up a Daily's Choice anytime recently.
Daily's Choice, it's a choice I made. Daily's Choice, watch me shiver while you shake.
Listeners, send us a Daily's Choice. We'll do one next week. Lastly, Brian, I'm thinking you should expand on the food sampling segment of the show and bring in those kolaches. Tell you about this in a second, Ed. Still no idea what it is, but based on your Insta story, she really went through the songs here, Ed.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my
I'm intrigued and think the people need answers on this strange factory concept taking over your sleepy little beach town. Anyway, thanks for all the laughs. You two are the highlight of my week. Last but not least, give the Waterford to Stu. All my best, Jane in North Carolina, for love. Thank you for that, Jane. Ed.
Well, congratulations, I hope. Yes. Or I'm sorry it didn't work out. She said she's about to get married.
No, she did. I follow her on Instagram, okay. And she did, in fact, get married because it was in Cancun. I watched all of her stories, and it looked fantastic. Ed, are you familiar with the Czechoslovakian breakfast?
Not at all.
Pie?
Not at all. Kolache? However...
Yeah.
I don't do the Insta stories, but you've posted on Instagram regularly.
Grid post, yes.
I do look at the grid posts. So I have seen there's some element of like stores popping up in your area.
Yes.
And heard of it before.
Ed, they're factories that they have an assembly line where they're popping out kolaches all goddamn day. And it looks like a hot pocket. I put it out to the listeners. Apparently these are big in Texas where we have a lot of fans. And the Texas people are like, yeah, it's like it's a Czech breakfast pastry filled with fruit. And I'm looking at these things and they have like chunks of hot dog and nacho cheese in them, Ed. I mean, this is not.
That does not sound like breakfast.
It doesn't look like breakfast to me. And I'm stunned by it. But the fact is, I might have to try one of these fucking things for the show. So get ready.
Like a meat stick tryout.
Yeah, exactly. Much like a meat stick. Okay, let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 Non-sports.
I'm talking about the segment now.
Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of non-sports stories?
All right, we got three RIPs from the non-sports world.
Yes.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Yes.
The Ballers hope you rest in peace.
Yes. You could talk over it, Ed. Who's
all right,
died?
So the first one, I'm curious if you know, because it's a big deal.
Oh, fuck yeah, but I know.
But it is somewhat regional. I know there are some people that in my life over the years who didn't know about Entenmann's.
Are you kidding me? Who ate all the Entenmann's?
I mean, delicious. And in tribute, I went out and got the little chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
For my boys, I was like, guys, we got to pay respect. The legend, Charles Entenmann, he was a Long Island baker who started... And it's all the supermarkets around here. Oh, it's the end of the aisle. No. You see like a whole bunch of like crumb cake and donuts.
I think he made his bones in the San Francisco area. So I'm I definitely know Entenmann's. My stepdad would go out on like a Sunday morning and he would either get donuts or he would go to the grocery store and get one of those Entenmann's like long cheese danishes and like cut it in slices, and I would fuck that thing up. Oh, I know Entenmann's. Yeah. He makes the baked goods in your fucking grocery store, and he will be missed. R.I.P.
I'm telling you, there will be people who have never heard of it. Like there are certain. I feel like maybe in the D.C. area, they're like, you can't get Entenmann's down here.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it is a national thing, or just you know how there's like. Certain things that everybody knows, like growing up, we never had Pop-Tarts. I mean, I was aware what they were, but my parents didn't buy Pop-Tarts. So I didn't have a Pop-Tart childhood. So people are fond of Pop-Tarts. I never really fucked with them because I don't know what they are. Yeah. Here's another one.
I never had them. My kids have had plenty.
Yes. You know, pudding pies.
Again, like that's, I know of them, but I don't know if I've ever had. Right.
But those were, you know, we used to fuck with those cause they were like 20 cents. You go, you get like a, you know, chocolate so like pudding.
Mini.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's kind of like a kolache. It's like a, glazed donut pie shell, but in like calzone form. And inside of it is pudding. They're fantastic when you're 9 years old.
Yeah, sounds it. Yeah. Speaking of childhood, a little younger than for 9 year olds, but RIP, the great Luis from Sesame Street,
I know Luis.
Emilio Delgado, 81 years old. He's one of the OG Sesame Street.
He's fantastic.
Luis
was 81 today. This when he died on March 10th, day before your birthday.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, RIP, Luis.
I loved
him. OG. No, he was great. He was fantastic. All those guys.
I believe he was the handyman.
Yep, he was. Wore a flannel shirt. Great dude.
RIP William Hurt, 71.
Great fucking actor.
History of Violence? Come
yes.
on.
Yes. I mean, Big Chill, Body Heat. I mean, the guy did work. He was in pretty much every movie in the 1980s. I believe he was an heir to the Time magazine fortune.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Also, Ed.
Not to speak ill of the dead.
Yes, yes. I mean,
Marlee Matlin had some things in her memoir that were not too complimentary.
Really? I thought you were going to say... When I saw that William Hurt had died, and then I saw the age, I was like, oh, he died 14 years ago?
Yeah, he definitely, like, History of Violence, he seemed to be a septuagenarian.
Yes, yes. He was 71, and prostate cancer, we joked about what Ed was talking about earlier, but it's... colon cancer is not preventable, but it's a survivable form of cancer. So is prostate cancer, guys. It is just people don't talk about it because you need to get a finger up your ass to diagnose it. But the thing is that when they find it, they can get it out of you and you can live a long life. You don't need to die at, look, he was 71. That's too young to die. Also, that makes him like 36 when he was in The Big Chill, which is kind of hard to process, but
hey, it is what it is. Go get your fucking prostate checked. Seriously, guys. It's like 80% of men will have prostate cancer eventually in their life, and they can diagnose it, and you don't have to die from it like Bill Hurt did. What did he do? Did he tune up Marley? Was he a little handsy with Marley Matlin?
I think yes, and also
yeah,
felt being in the relationship, sometimes he needed things that she didn't feel like giving up.
Anal.
Just straight up assault.
Oh, really? Wow.
I mean, that was the allegation.
Yes, sure.
When they were in Children of a Lesser God,
yeah,
they began dating. I believe she was 18 or 19. Ooh. He was like 36.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. He was 36 in 1986, huh?
Something like that.
Wow. Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lived hard.
But yeah, I mean, there was a lot. I said this to a buddy, that those allegations, if they're true,
yeah,
they track with a lot of high profile relationships at the time.
Sure.
And usually Booger Sugar was involved.
Oh yeah.
Now I know nothing about William Hurt, but like,
come on,
Jackson Brown and Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
There were lots of, James Taylor and, what's her name?
Carly Simon.
Mm-hmm. There seemed to be a common theme with all these tune-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Marley Matlin was very magnanimous. Marley Matlin said ex-partner William Hurt, who she previously accused of brutally raping and beating her in the '80s, was quote, one of a kind. When asked about his death, that is very magnanimous of her.
Yeah.
Well, RIP. It's, you know, we don't know what happened. He's dead.
A Brazilian congressman is under fire after he took a trip to the war ravaged nation of Ukraine, and he described the fleeing Ukrainian women as easy as they're poor and total goddesses. Something tells me the politician didn't get the fact-finding mission right.
No,
the Brazilian people wanted.
Okay, Brazil has a Congress. 2, this is exactly how you want a Brazilian congressman to react. I just picture him like wearing flip flops and cargo shorts and like a barely buttoned floral shirt.
The type of person that would say this,
yeah,
feels like the type of person that you don't think you need to send into a war zone.
No.
Like, yes. what were they thinking sending him?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
What was he thinking going?
Who?
He came back from that trip and he thought that's what people wanted to hear.
Who is at war and is like, we need a Brazilian delegation to come check this out? What the fuck are they going to do?
Well, they're thinking like, should we scout it for Carnival?
Yeah.
Like, is there a chance? Because like, you know, the Notting Hill area of London has their Carnival. Like, maybe we can find an area of Kyiv. Oh, and by the way, we were asking about Kyiv versus Kiev.
Yeah. Ukrainian pronunciation.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want the Russians to tell you how to pronounce it.
That's true.
So I get it.
It's
kind of like the Mumbai, Bombay thing. They're like, yes, the Brits said Bombay, so fuck them.
Peking, Beijing. Do you think that Brazil is trying to broker a peace by bringing that volleyball that you play with your feet on the low net to
futsal?
yeah. Do they think that maybe that will do the job?
Put down your weapons.
Yeah.
And start playing kick volleyball.
What else?
An actual bat was released in a Texas theater while it was screening The Batman. No.
Look, everyone knows that I do not support the death penalty in almost no cases. But you bring a fucking live bat to a theater and release it. What is a bat? It's a fucking a prehistoric thing. It's a flying rat. It's disgusting. It can't see. It flies by radar. Is that something they just made up when we were kids?
I don't know, but they don't fly around like they know what they're doing.
No, they don't.
They get trapped indoors because
there
was a bat. We had neighbors in my apartment building in college.
No.
And our next door neighbors, it was like 4 college girls. And they're like, can you guys help us get a bat out? And I was like, no.
No.
No, get rid of that bat.
I did fancy one of the girls there, and I was like, well, that ship is sailing, because I getting in there.
Here's the thing about bats is it's pretty cool. Like, if you're ever in an area, you know, in the summer where you're sitting outside and there's a lot of bugs, you see the bats come out and fly around and they're eating the bugs. And I'm for things that eat bugs, obviously. But the problem is there's always still bugs. Like these, if you want me to be on the side of bats, they gotta eat more fucking bugs. I get mosquito bites every time I walk outside in the summer. Where the fuck are the bats? The bats need to be eating these mosquitoes.
And I will say, like, of the superheroes, Batman was really the only set of movies that I enjoyed because it's like he doesn't have superpowers. He's just like he's kind of like James Bondish. He's got gadgets and shit.
Yeah, he's a vigilante
to this movie.
Yeah,
I took my sons to this movie, and it's like the acting was good. Yeah. There were like Paul Dano as a weirdo. He's great. Yeah. And I thought Pattinson was good.
Yeah.
But my God, they're like, okay, well, the last Batman was pretty dark, so let's make this really dark, and let's make it 3 hours, and it was just a grind. It was a grind of a fucking movie.
Yeah, my son was like, hey, do you want to go see Batman? And I was like, eh. And then later, he's like, he texts me, he's like, actually, I'm going to go see Batman with my friends. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I just thought you invited me, even though I didn't even want to go. And then he came back and he's like, oh yeah, now it was so long. He's like, you're glad you didn't go.
Yeah. And like James Bond was like 2.5 hours, 2:40. No, and I really enjoyed it. The most recent one, there was a lot going on. This Batman, it was like slow burn after slow burn scene, like 3 hours of that.
Yeah.
And the acting was good. Yeah. It's just the editing and the story needed some work.
It's kind of like ask me how long Mad Max Fury Road is. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS.